Yes, welcome. Today, we are going to
Long Paws.
Sextant.
Sextant. Yes, they have two locations, which is pretty convenient. One in the old Edna town site, and then one up in Paso off of 46 West.
Yes, I have been here before, mm-hmm. Full disclosure.
Me too.
I don't really remember it, though. I know it's adorable, mm-hmm. and I know that I bought a bottle of wine before, mm-hmm. And I have a glass at home. Not sure if I stole it or if they gave it to me, if I'm being perfectly honest.
You bought it.
I bought it. I paid cold, hard cash. I don't know. I really don't know. Anyways, I have been here, but it's been a long time, so I'm super stoked to, like, revisit and see if it's what I remembered.
Yeah. Me too. I haven't been in the tasting room in a really long time, but I've had their wines off and on at different events throughout the years. Like, they're pretty common to, like, either find in a restaurant in this area. They have a grocery store label. And then, like, I think at some of, like, our company parties, they've been there pouring before.
Oh.
So I'm excited, though, to taste through their current flight, see what they have on deck for the summer.
Yeah.
And we will catch up with you guys afterwards.
Okay, bye. I might have one. Maybe it's still.
I think you broke mine, so maybe I should.
Possibly.
Get it back.
It's possible I broke yours. I feel like you'd probably blame it on me even if I didn't.
No. Here's what we're tasting.
Thank you.
If you guys are left before Tony gets it done.
All right.
But the best part is you don't have to worry about
Verdejo.
I like these names. X Series. That sounds like a car.
I mean, Verdejo is something you don't see very often.
I haven't been here in so long.
Me either.
Whoa, I did not realize they had that many wines.
They do, they have a lot of wines.
My goodness, I had no idea.
Well, I'm definitely excited to try the rosé because I am feeling rosé all day.
Rosé all day, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Don't worry.
We're very excited
we
about rosé all day.
We like, did not expect it to be this busy
yeah.
during the week.
It's, because of Wine Club.
Thank you.
So are you guys always this busy during the week?
It's just hit and miss. So this is a location that's been found.
Ah.
So Edna
well,
Valley
it's so cute.
Has been found.
Yeah.
This is where we go.
Okay.
Just when I say no, it's going to be fine. Okay. You from Palm Springs and you from L.A. and then from the Bay Area. And
yeah.
And that's okay. Because you're supposed to have fun.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
So I pour you the rosé all day. So Grenache rosé. We grow the Grenache in Paso Robles. So we have 120 acres in Paso. We have 12 acres on the other side of this wall. And we have 300 acres in Monterey County.
Oh.
So this is our estate vineyard.
Cool. Thank you.
You got it. And any questions, please ask.
Okay.
Look, they have food.
Want, make it out too,
okay.
It's pretty good at embellishing. So. It's a good storytelling.
Ooh, that is good to know.
Yeah.
I knew they had like little snacky stuff.
But right, but like,
yeah,
had, like
so
you can do soup and salad. Yeah.
Here, so.
Yeah. That is very good to
and
know.
You can build your, make your own charcuterie
and
plate.
And very reasonable prices,
yeah.
I think.
$3.50 for a cup of soup, I feel like that's pretty good. And spring salad for
I kinda
$11,
want that now.
$10, yeah.
And that's a good sounding salad.
Yeah. So I like this rosé. When he first poured it, I was like, that's a very light color, and I was kind of expecting it to be a little lighter mm-hmm. on the palate, but I feel like it has a decent amount of flavor to it.
It does.
So where are you guys from, and what are you doing besides this?
We are from here, or the area, and I do hair.
Nice. Can you do anything with mine?
Sure. Give me a half hour. We can make it darker.
I wanted lighter.
Then no, because it'll just go orange.
Just wait. Time
yeah,
to take
true, true. Yeah, do you have any kids? Because they'll make it happen.
Oh, yeah, I have three. That's where it all comes from.
My husband has a big beard, and he has one gray hair in it.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, your gray hair is there. Let me pluck it. And he's like, no, you gave that to me. I didn't have that
yeah,
before
I
you.
Well, you got to blame somebody, bro. Nice. And you're from here also?
I am from here, okay. And I work at Mindbody.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
And so is this a... side
this is our side thing
I haven't figured out how to become a full-time wine drinker.
Oh,
but I'm working on it. No, I agree. Like this, I like the mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of retail in here. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good little spot.
And I have a couple cookbooks I got here, and I love like their little pillows. Like they've got cute stuff.
Yeah.
I like that I don't
and they have
see
a kids' corner of like stuff too.
I like that I don't see the same 5 wine-related things that wineries sell. Like right. Everything's a little bit different, and I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's almost kind of more like interior stuff too. Like they have some like kitchen and home stuff. And
yeah.
Okay. Verdejo, Spanish varietal, and this is mostly Verdejo, 83%, and 17 is Sauvignon Gris and Macabre.
Oh,
yeah. Spanish varietal.
I don't know if I've ever heard of, what was the last one, Macabre?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's a really unique variety.
Yeah.
So not too many people have heard of it. And that's okay, because that's the best part of wine tasting is figuring
it is
stuff out and finding it.
Well, and there's so many different grapes.
There are. I mean, there's as many as you can think of and more. That's crazy.
Oh, that's interesting. What do you think of this?
It's interesting. It has a different mouthfeel than I was expecting. Like, it's, it kind of reminds me more of, like, Viognier.
Yeah.
I agree, and for this, I love with Thai food.
So, oh, I could see that, because Thai food's spicy.
Really well with the spices. I'm not cooking. I am, tonight. I'm doing stuffed peppers tonight.
Ooh.
Can you believe it's May already? It's crazy.
Like, I can't decide if I like this or not.
Mm-hmm.
One sip I do, and the next one I don't, and then I do. Like, it's not consistent in my mind.
So, I don't know if this happens to anybody else who listens to the podcast, and maybe it's just me, but, like, anytime I'm editing, I'm like, man, I really want some wine right now.
The other morning, I'm listening to one of the episodes that was, like, a preview thing, and I'm listening to it, and I was like, gosh, I really want a glass of that. And I was totally, like, looking around, like, I might have one.
It was Holy Stone, girl.
Yay!
And it is our Zinfandel.
Nice.
Zin Syrah, Petit Syrah.
And this is coming from Paso Robles?
Paso Robles. Yes, Paso Robles.
I
grew up there.
Oh, and you're saying Paso Robles?
I say Paso
Robles.
Like,
I always tell everybody, come to here, don't say Paso Robles or whatever it is.
I always say Paso Robles.
Because you're out from somewhere else. It is from Paso Robles. We have like 500 acres of Paso.
Yeah, nice.
Are you a club member?
No.
Okay. Where in Paso?
On the east side, out there in the Palomar district.
Okay,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
we have another
that makes
west,
sense.
West out by Adelaide, out that way. We have about like 500 acres.
Yeah.
So it's all state grapes.
Yeah.
Then we have the tasting room on 46 West.
I know, I have not
never
been
there
yet.
Yeah. It's totally different. It's you see the picture of it.
Okay, I am loving the personalities here.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of a Tobin James Zinfandel.
Kind of.
Which is why I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
Like, not their, like, supermarket one, but, like, what are their,
the like,
their nicer ones.
The better label.
Yeah, this is the front of the one in Paso.
Oh. So man. That is totally
okay,
different.
Okay, I totally thought this was a different place.
I did, too.
I think I'm thinking of Grey Wolf.
They share a driveway. That's
why. I'm thinking
they share a driveway. But I did not realize that it was like that up there.
Yeah.
We should definitely go.
Try all the same wines.
Well, that was my next question when they come back, because if they pour the same wine.
Yeah. Cool.
I feel like the atmosphere in here reminds me a little bit like Tobin too, like where it's like very inviting and friendly and like loud. I feel like this has like a bitterness on the finish that isn't, I don't always find in Zin. I don't know if that's the right word. Like a something at the end.
There's a little bit more tannin than I'm expecting.
Maybe that's what I'm
in
thinking.
This.
I just feel like there's an aftertaste that's like lingering with me, and I'm not sure I love it.
It's like the taste, I'm like, oh, this is a Zinfandel, but then the mouthfeel is not giving me Zinfandel.
Maybe that's what it is. I also feel like I might like it more with like some food. Which is typical of Zins, but
sometimes some Zins are like so easy to drink because they're like nice and juicy and like a little bit less tannic for me.
I feel like Zins, I've always enjoyed Zinfandel, but it's never been my favorite. Like, it's never my go-to. And the more, like, since we've been doing this and I've learned, I feel like I've learned so much about wine since we've been doing this.
Well, we've been drinking a lot.
And but also, like, I feel like it's kind of moved Zin down on, like, my list of favorites. Like, because I feel like it can be really big and jammy, but then it's, like, too sweet and too much, and it feels like syrup in my mouth.
Yeah.
Or it can be like this, where it's like a little bit drier and a little different, and then it's...
Or like the cool climate Zins, where it's like light and...
I kind of like that.
Yeah. But then I always feel like, now we say like, oh, I like that, but I feel like in the beginning when we were tasting some more of those, we're like, we felt disappointed because we weren't expecting it. Like, our expectations were different.
I think that was like... a lack of knowledge on my part. Like, I don't think I knew enough about the difference between a cool climate Zin. I'm still figuring out the climate stuff. Like, I mean, I can understand it to a certain point, but, like, I don't know that I've ever been informed that I was drinking a cool climate Zin, or if I had, I wasn't paying attention to know the difference, to know that, like, oh, that does make it lighter, and I do like that. Like, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of why I've been, like, up and down in my Zinfandel tasting.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
What's a Marsalin?
It's a cross-pollination of Cabernet Sauvignon and Grenache.
Okay. I thought it might be something, like, that you didn't read off the paper. You might know.
I didn't read that off the paper. I knew that off the top of my head.
I do like their bottles, too. Like, I feel like their labels are nice.
Yeah.
Starting with the Mars, and I'm going to have another bottle.
That smells good.
This is totally, this is, you're going to have to explain.
Okay.
Because you like wine.
That we do.
Yeah.
I never had, no.
She was like, what is a Marsalin? And I read off the thing. I was like, it's a cross-pollination.
So this originated in the early 70s in the Languedoc area of France. It came about because they lost vines due to disease. And with that... they came up with this cross-pollinization. It was more disease-resistant. We do another one called Caladoc, which is Grenache Malbec. This was... this was the late 60s. Caladoc was the early 70s, so 4-year difference.
Okay.
The things I do for you guys, I tell you. So, getting back to this... it was cross-pollinated, or basically mom and dad, or Grenache, Cabernet Sauvignon, this is the child. We're the first to bring it in the U.S., and we brought it in 2008 when we planted it. Our first release was 2012, and we do that every year, yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
So, you would maybe hear of it. We think we're, according to the owner and the winemaker, we're one of three that have brought it into the U.S., but we're the only ones I know of that have.
Yeah, so I've never heard of it.
You wouldn't really hear this varietal.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
It is. And it's, you know, it takes a few sips because it's not Grenache and it's not Cabernet.
So it's like it tastes like Cabernet, but it doesn't have the structure of Cabernet.
And it's oddly addicting.
Yeah. I like it. It's like nice, and like I could just sit and drink a glass while I watch Game of Thrones.
Which I am caught up on now.
No, don't tell me.
I won't. But you know
Eric's
what?
Like, I already saw some spoilers.
I am kind of mad because I did too. Like,
I didn't. I think
same,
I saw one, but
the
I didn't.
The same night that we were watching the last episode, I was on Facebook and my cousin, thanks a lot, Anyo. That's right. I said Anyo in public, not Angela. That's how mad I am about it. She, like, shared something with Dee about it. And it wasn't, like, I didn't catch it. I've seen stuff come up, and I've intentionally, like, avoided it, but I didn't catch it in time, and I was, no.
Yeah, don't tell me.
It was,
I'm pretty sure I know one thing, but I was just like, whatever, I don't know that. That could be something else. I don't know.
Yeah, it's.
But I am
excited. Can I just tell you one thing that was really made me happy? That it's like not, it's not a spoiler. Jon Snow gets to ride a dragon. Like, he becomes, like, they ride the dragon together.
Okay, you're spoiling it.
No, I'm not. That's like, it's doesn't mean anything that he rode the dragon.
Yeah, it does. It means he's still alive.
Obviously, he's still alive. The country would riot if they killed off Jon Snow. Like, come on. That's like a...
I'm trying to... So, here's like, what I'm trying to figure out.
You wouldn't be able to get food.
Who is Game of Thrones about? Like, there's always, in every single, like, so, like, Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl was about... What's her name? The dark-haired one.
I think what keeps people interested is, and that's Blair, by the way.
Right, Blair.
And Serena. Come on.
Like, you think it's about that. Serena at first, but it's about Blair.
I feel like that's what's made that show so interesting, is that, like, it is all over the map. Like, it's about everyone. Everyone is a major player, but I feel like Jon and Arya and Daenerys are, like, the front runners in my mind, although my favorite characters... I love Tyrion.
Oh my god, I love Tyrion.
And I love, I can't think of his name, but the wildling guy with the red hair that's in love with Brienne.
Oh, yes.
I love him. I love the things so he says. I love, like, he, like, hugs Jon. Like, I just, I love, I, he is.
I like Tormund, too.
See, we needed to come in now. Yeah. That it's, like, quiet. I hope this episode that, like, people can hear it.
I know, me too.
I hope that they can hear them.
Right. I feel like we're loud enough.
If not, we can always be like,
okay. I am nearby.
That one didn't come out just right, so we're going to go to Paso and record there.
Cabernet. So this is our Kamal Cab. 81% Cabernet. The balance half from Merlot and Malbec.
Oh, I like that. I think this one's my favorite. Naturally. It's the most expensive. You know what my mom said today? I'm not going
to
tell you.
But that was a complete, yes, you have to tell me now. That was a complete switch of gears. What did your mom say today?
It was. I really like this.
What did your mom say today?
I don't want to tell you. I changed my mind.
Jamie, I will not tell you what your mom told me about you.
Oh, okay, fine. So I said something, I don't remember what it was. I think I said that I've just been so tired the last few days. Like, I've been sleeping really well, and I'm still, like, exhausted. Okay, she made the same face, and she goes, maybe you're pregnant. And I started laughing, I was like, let's not get crazy. And she's like, move aside, Axel, there's a new baby in town. So what did she say about me?
She didn't say anything about you, I just said that, so you tell
such
me.
Such a manipulative bitch.
Worked.
It did. It really did. But yeah, it was pretty funny just because the way she said it. And I was like, I'm going to tell Eric and Chase, you're going to push Axel aside. And she's like, it's only like, I would never push Axel aside. I love him more than any of you probably together. She's like, but she's like, I would just see yours all the time. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm too cheap to pay for daycare. Axel will be smarter than my kid because he goes to school.
He's saying so many. So we took him to the doctor for his 1 year checkup, and the doctor was like, so does he say any words? And I was like, yeah. And like, I started listing off the words that he says, and the doctor was like, okay, he only needs to say 3, so he's good. Firstborn children are smarter,
obviously.
But then I was looking it up because I was like, I think that like what is it for like only children then? Because we're all of the children by definition, well, except for a middle child. We're all
That's
of the children.
That's why you guys
by
are so
definition.
Weird.
Anything you'd like to revisit?
I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Everything
Thank
was
you.
Delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like any
water? That's okay. Yeah, I have some in the car.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I'll see you again soon.
Of course. Yes.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to that episode.
I hope you could hear it because it was way busier than I expected for a Thursday afternoon in there.
Yeah, it was a Thursday afternoon.
Good for them. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. Bad for our audio quality.
Right. We hope it comes out okay. There were some good tidbits that the tasting attendant shared with us.
And
I hope it picks up.
I'm pretty sure that there were like 2 grapes I'd never heard of before on that tasting flight, which
very
is
very interesting
and grown locally, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, there was I want to say Marsala, but it wasn't Marsala.
No, I have no idea what it was. not a clue.
And then there was one that was a cross between Cabernet Sauvignon and Grenache. I think that was the Marsala.
Yeah, say, I think that's, you're talking about the same thing.
Whatever. And then there was another
there
one.
There was a white grape.
That, there was,
or
the
it was
Verdejo.
In the white wine,
there
was, but the it was Verdejo. In that one.
Yeah. And then there was something else at the end. It was a cab.
No, that one wasn't the one that I had never heard of. That one was a Cabernet Grenache, I think. No. I don't know.
We're confused. Maybe we'll listen to the episode and then tell you which ones we had.
I know that there was a grape in the white wine I'd never heard of, and there was a grape in that one red wine that I'd never heard of.
Yes. So they're doing,
I know that
some
for
really,
sure.
They're doing some really cool stuff.
Yes.
We hope that you go and check them out at either one of their locations, because they're pouring the same wines.
Yeah. And it's like a fun stop.
Yeah.
Super fun. Like the everyone working there was awesome. So nice. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff to check out. They have food.
Yes.
Like,
which is important.
Yeah, they're doing some good stuff. They're winning.
So you don't have to bring your own food. You can just get food. Like, they had salad and quiche and soup, and then I guess stromboli. Amazing.
Yeah, I probably should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah.
Sorry,
guys.
What a
great idea.
Oops.
Anyway, we hope you go and check them out.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye.